Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited once again to get into the Word of God with you. Today's going to be a good day. God has a purpose and He's working everything out for good today. All right, so you guys join me as we pray. Lord, we want to thank you, God, for your grace, your mercy, that we're alive, that we're here to hear your word. And so we do ask that you would open up our eyes, our ears, our hearts to be able to receive from you, because we know that you have a word for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we're going to be talking about strongholds. And as you guys know, I work a lot with youth. So generally I teach also what I teach the youth. So this is what I recently taught our youth group. So stronghold, what is a stronghold? You know, stronghold is some kind of sin, some kind of lie, like an ungodly pattern in our lives. A stronghold is something that you've tried to quit and just have never been able to. Like, you'll stop doing it and then it just comes back. Or maybe you've never gotten to the point to stop doing it. And once the enemy gets a hold of your life, it becomes a stronghold. So a stronghold is a way that the devil, he used to twist your view of yourself regarding your identity versus what the Bible says about you. And he likes to twist and warp that into a stronghold in our life. So one of the reasons why strongholds are so powerful in our lives is first because it's entrenched. Kind of like warfare, you know, this, just like warfare, the enemy, they don't usually just, everybody rushes and they take that new territory. They inch their way in and then they build a trench and they guard that trench. And then they inch a little more and then they take that territory and they build a trench and they guard it until it becomes a stronghold. So I have a couple verses for us that I want to read regarding strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says this: "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive and to obey Christ." So there's a couple steps that we want to talk about when we want to tear down a stronghold, you know, regarding warfare. The first thing is identifying Christ's thoughts in the matter. So let's say you make a mistake or something, you sin somehow, and then you feel so guilty and you even feel unforgiven by God. And so when we begin to think like that, we begin to live it out. And so when we're faced with these strongholds in our life, we should think, what does Christ say about this? How does God view this situation that I'm going through? So you identify Christ's thoughts on the matter. What does Jesus say about the way that you're living or thinking? And then you want to search it out in the Bible. You find it in the scripture and you pray about it. So let's say if you're dealing with lust as a stronghold in your life, it just seems like you've been trying to live a pure life, but you just keep falling and falling. Well, you go to God's word and you find some scriptures regarding purity. And then you take those scriptures and you pray on them. You think about them. You memorize them. You know, I really love putting scriptures around my house, places that you're going to visit more than once throughout the day. Like, it could be the bathroom mirror, the refrigerator, your door, you know, going outside, coming back in. Have scriptures everywhere. And that's one of the ways that we combat strongholds is through God's word. You know, what does Christ say about this? So once you think about it so much, you memorize these scriptures, you pray on them, you begin to live them out. And that's a very big component of this. The second part is aligning our thinking under God's truth. Okay, so once you find these scriptures and it directly combats what you're dealing with, you think about them, pray on them, memorize them, and now you align your life to those truths. Okay, your thinking you need to start changing your thinking. So what that means is when you're feeling unforgiven, you need to go to the scriptures that say that you are forgiven, and you need to put them in your mind. You need to remove those other lies out, and it takes work. You know, it takes dedication at times to do these because strongholds are not easily overthrown. Especially if we're trying to do it on our own strength, it's not going to happen. So you have to be very intentional on taking these scriptures and taking those bad thoughts out and replacing them with the Word of God. Just like we read in 2 Corinthians 10:5, I'll read it again. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. So those are those two steps, identifying Christ's thoughts on the matter and then aligning our thinking to the rule of God's truth, okay? And it's not easy, guys, but once you start to practice these two things, okay, and God's word is absolutely vital in this. Once you start to practice these truths, something's going to happen. And that something comes from John 8:32. It says this, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So these strongholds, you know, the enemy wants us to believe that there's no way out. He wants us to believe this is just the way things are with me, I guess. I guess I'm never going to escape this, or I'm never going to overcome this in my life. And that's what he wants you to think. But the truth will set you free. And it takes the word of God to combat these things because strongholds are tough. The enemy doesn't like to just let those go down without a fight. He can fight viciously when it comes to strongholds in our life. But the truth of God's word will overcome them. There is victory through the cross. You guys have to remember this. There was a time where I had strongholds in my life and I just didn't understand why I kept doing them. I tried to overcome them and I'd fall back into these patterns. And the reality of it was that I wasn't combating it with Christ, with the word of Christ. I was trying to do it in my own strength. I'd go to these self-help classes. I'd read self-help books. I just couldn't grasp the concept that these things are stronger than me. And the reality of it is, apart from Christ, they are stronger than us. Apart from Jesus, we can't overcome these on our own. So thinking about strongholds, just like warfare, the enemy doesn't just go a full-blown on attack and one day you have a stronghold in your life. It's not the way it works. Strongholds are made inch by inch, little steps at a time. That's what the enemy does. He kind of inches his way into our lives to gain our trust. And those ways could be a text message from him. It could be a text message from her. It could be a little situation where the enemy gains your trust. And before you know it, there's a stronghold in your life. And we have to be wise and be able to be on the lookout for these tactics of the enemy. Because he also comes in as an angel of light. Something that seems noble, something that seems good. Oh, this doesn't look too dangerous. Or, I just want to give this a shot. And it becomes a stronghold in our life. So remember that it's not all of a sudden. More than likely, you can spot those red flags now. If you look at your life, say, God, Lord, search my heart. And he'll do that. And he'll show you areas that could potentially turn into strongholds, or maybe they're already strongholds. And 2 Corinthians 10:14 says this, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. You see, the power, it's a divine power from God to destroy these strongholds. So whatever that stronghold looks like for you, there is a way out. And the enemy wants you to believe that there is no way out. He wants to twist your view of your identity in Christ. He wants to twist it into something that's opposite of what the Bible says. So it's very healthy for us just to search our hearts and take a good look at our lives and think about the ways that we're living and things that are strongholds or potential strongholds. Because God wants us to combat those with his word. He wants us to replace those thoughts, those things that are overtake us with his word. So you don't want to be overwhelmed with anything in this world but the word of God. You want the word of God just to overflow you. You want to be running over with the word of God. And he will help you. And there is a way to tear down those strongholds. All right. I hope that encourages you guys for the day. And be looking, examining your own lives. It's healthy for us, all right? God bless you. See you next time.